Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show tonight is on detachment as a spiritual journey. We're going to be looking at detachment from a frequency perspective and how it manifests physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. It's kind of one of those shows that I don't exactly have it down, but we're going to be exploring the different aspects of detachment from a frequency perspective. Our intention is to create a life of detachment with healthy desires, but with complete detachment, so that we're at peace. But before we get started, let's tell you a bit about some of the things happening at the school, the Globe Sound and Consciousness Institute. We actually have a new semester beginning January 17th in the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program. That's at the Institute here in San Francisco. We also have the same program starting online on January 10th. And if you're interested, you can check out soundhealingcenter.com or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or give me a call at 415-777-2486. We also have a prepaid deadline that if you pay by this Friday, you can actually get a big discount. We also have the whole audio production, Sound Healing Audio Production Program, starting January 17th at the Institute, completely separate than the Sound Healing Program. And the same program starts January 10th online as well. We also do meetups. We might be having a meetup actually a week from yesterday on the 16th. I'm thinking about putting one together, so you might check on the website. If so, I'll have it posted by tomorrow. We also have a lot of gift certificates available for Christmas and the holidays. We have CDs. You can buy 3 CDs and get 4, get an extra one for free. We also have crystal bowls for sale. We have a sound table, have a lot of sound tables for sale. And also all our different treatments that you could do. We do everything from root soul frequency treatments, where we find your soul frequency, to being able to do tuning fork treatments. We do voice analysis. And a lot of these treatments we actually do online as well. And again, you can check those out at the soundtherapycenter.com instead of Sound Healing Center, although you can get to them from the soundhealingcenter.com as well. And you can also listen to all the CDs as well online. So if you have any questions or would like to talk, 415-777-2486. Okay. You know, the essence of the classes at the Institute of what we're about is really seeing everything as vibration, as it is. Because everything we know from science and intuitively, that everything is vibration. That's proven, and it just seems obvious. Everything is vibrating. Even at the quantum level, there is vibration going on. So what we're looking at is, what is detachment? Because I've just really realized that a large part of spiritual attainment, particularly in Buddhism, but also in other religions, is about detachment. I mean, they talk about it in Buddhism, but they also talk about it in Christianity and the Baha'i faith and Hinduism, Taoism. They all speak of detachment. And it seems like a really important aspect to really obtaining peace of mind and really obtaining enlightenment, so to speak. Detachment is also expressed as non-attachment. It's a state in which a person overcomes his or her attachment to desire for things, people, or concepts of the world, and thus attains a heightened perspective or enlightenment. So, mostly, detachment is about having no attachment, detaching from attachment. And there are many things that we attach our energy to. Now, it's interesting to look at it. The core component of detachment is that you have two things versus one. When you are attached to something, you are that which you are attached to, or you have a desire for it. I guess that would be more than one thing. Your ego has a desire for it. But when you are detached, you yourself is separate from what is going on. I guess there's a lot of different types of detachment. And I've been reading a lot from Alice Bailey as well, and that's what got me inspired about this. There's really attachment to the body, and a lot of us have various attachments to creature comforts, whether it be even food or specific, you know, types of warmth, even specific types of relationships based on the physical body. We have also very specific desires for, you know, things like sex and anything that really makes us feel good physically. There's also emotional attachment, where we have attachment to the emotions that we feel. And that's where we really get on the roller coaster, where we are one with our emotions and there is no separation. So we become this roller coaster, and the roller coaster may not, doesn't always go the right way. Sometimes we'll get really happy on the roller coaster, but then when the happiness goes away, we are no longer happy because we miss that happiness. You know, it's the basic aspect of abandonment. We're abandoned by happiness. So the trick in that respect, in all these respects, actually we'll go one more level of attachment. There's another level of attachment, and that is attachment to spiritual, or I should say energetic pleasure, energetic things that are really nice. So we can get attached to our spiritual path. We can get attached to even the yoga we do. You know, it's like it becomes like something that we hold. But then there's even a whole nother level of attachment, which is commonly called glamour. And that's where we obtain a certain level of spiritual development, we get really high, and even we develop a lot of discipline and get to a point where we're actually doing quite well, very well in the world, and not upset by things, and we think, how cool are we? And then we start looking at other people as being not as cool as we are. It's an attachment to spiritual development or glamour. It's really probably the last, the ultimate last bastion of you know, of working on ourselves. It's once we get really high to really look down on other people and to see us as different. So really, the essence, it seems, as we piece all this together from my perspective, or from a sound perspective, a vibration perspective, is to find a place where you're not attached. What is this place of detachment? If it's if everything is a frequency, then where what frequency are we in when we are detached? Well, the core essence of who we are seems to be our point of awareness, which is really invisible. It is not a thing like our body or our emotions. We can also be attached to our thoughts, you know, how cool our thoughts are, how smart we are. You know, we can get very much attached to the whole thought process. So we are, when we are detached, we are in this place of nothingness where there is no judgment, where there is nothing worse or better. We are just present in our awareness of what's going on. And the essence of being present in your awareness is really seeing everything as vibration. When you look at everything as a specific frequency vibrating, that's just what it is. It's kind of like looking at the difference between metal and wood, or the difference between wood and air, or air and fire. You know, it's like, oh, which one's better? It's just different vibrations. Now, in vibration, there are different levels of vibration, so when it's not just a frequency, we've talked about the whole hierarchy of vibration. So, you know, there might be the overall vibration of that piece of wood or a door, a wooden door, for example. There might be also the all the different components of the door, all the different frequency components, so to speak, that make up the overall texture of the door and all the different parts of the door. There's also the flow of the door, the way it actually opens and closes, the music of the door. But then there's the energy of the door that was put into it when that person made that door. So when we look at something as vibration, it can have many levels of vibration in it. And the overall vibration is like the soul vibration, the overall resonance, the main core resonance, and that's the easiest to notice. But we can also look at it in depth and just see it at many different levels of vibration. But all of these levels of vibration, the quality of the flow even, the level, the quality of the energy, it's like funny when I say quality, already I'm getting into to judgment. But there's still a different energy of, you know, different flows, different textures, different vibrations of the wood. So there is this whole world that is totally devoid of judgment. And that's the key, is to, when you're in simple awareness, which is 100% presence or non-dual presence, as Adyashante and Gangaji and Eckhart Tolle really, really talk about, where you're in this place of pure 100% presence, where you disappear. There is no you. You are just the awareness of what's around you, whether it's an awareness physically, you know, emotionally, awareness of spiritual, energetic, the world. It's just an awareness with no judgment. Mm-hmm. So that's the core place of detachment, is where you're just 100% present, just seeing the world as vibration. Now, this is not easy. Not easy, especially since our language is built so much around, oh, you know, what's better or worse. First thing somebody says, you see a movie or see or do anything, they say, how did you like it? Was it good? It's like, God, you know, right there you're going into this judgment world. You know, if it, and it's like if it, oh, it's like, no, it sucked. You know, you know, well, if it sucks, then it's like, is it a bummer? You know, well, our language, I mean, it should be like, well, what was the timbre of the, I mean, could you make the sound of it? How was that experience? I mean, not was it good or bad, you know, could make the sound of it for me. And you go, oh, it was like this. Or, or, then it simply is, you're simply making the sound of what it was. There's no judgment. But goodness gracious, how can we get past this? Our whole society is based on this judgment, not to mention advertising and commercialism, which totally works on this judgment. You are not good enough. You must have this product to be better. It's so rampant. And so, God, we can easily have the frequency of compassion more like this. You for all those people entrained into judgment through language in our society in this world. You really almost have to detach physically from society to not completely be entrained in the common pathways that our language leads us into or our society leads us into. It is really tricky to not follow that path of judgment because our language is so much a part of it. Everybody uses this path of judgment. So, but, you know, there's also the language, but you can easily be detached and still use judging language, which is cool. You know, I think of, like, here's a good example. It's like I say to my mate, how can I say it? See if I can say it. You're such a jerk. You know, but you say it with this loving, playful energy that has no meanness in it at all. And you completely could be even making love at the time. And it's pure love energy. So there can be, you know, this detachment even from the meaning of the words, even though we use them. The biggest part is detachment. Well, maybe not the biggest part at all, but one that seems to be a really big one. One of the big three. Physically, there's attachments, and then there's emotional attachments, there's mental attachment, and then there's spiritual attachment. Emotional attachment is a huge one. So many of us, including me, I sure don't have it down, get attached to our emotions. We dive into the fire, and we feel those emotions completely. Whether it's even a simple of frustration, it's a simple, you know, just a little bit upset. Or it's even worse. We're really quite upset. Or we feel really angry. Well, detachment is the essence of not identifying with the emotion. And it doesn't take much to get off that roller coaster other than a moment of presence. When you realize that you are not the emotion, then you can jump off. And where do you go? Well, you could go just back to pure presence. But also, you can go to other places, which are probably all the same place when you get down to it, but I've identified them as different places. And I can think of it as different portals into going back to source. Presence is a portal to get back to source. You know, these are all different techniques to get back. Another is simply going to a connection with your soul. And we've talked about doing this frequency or sound of your soul. This is the sound of my soul. This place of complete stillness where nothing affects you. I guess we could get attached to the soul, but I don't think so. That's an interesting thought, huh? Attachment to our soul. Well, I'd love that type of attachment. Often most of us don't even know where our soul is. We don't know how to connect to our soul. I mean, God, you know, I guess you could, once you find your soul, get attached to it, but, you know, it's not exactly a problem we have most of these days, okay? You can also just go to a place of love, unconditional love. You could go to gratitude. You could go to compassion. These are all beautiful places of energy that really has mostly detached, although I guess you could get attached to each of those. You could get attached to joy, or, you know, where when you are not in joy, that you actually, you know, feel sad. I guess that's the key. When you have, if you have an emotion or state of mind that when you leave it, you feel bad, then that is the key. That is when you know you were attached. You know, you should be able to leave a state of mind and not feel a loss. That's an interesting thought, huh? Yeah. So if you go into source, this is tricky. So say you go into source and you go to a direct connection with spirit or with oneness, where you're one with everything. You are all frequencies in the universe. Well, when you're in that place, there is no attachment because you are just everything. I guess you are every vibration in the world. I guess, you know, when you come out and you get back to your ego, maybe there could be some attachment to source where you want to go back. But that seems like a good attachment. This brings me into a whole other conundrum. And that is the whole aspect of Abraham, from Esther Hicks, and God bless Jerry Hicks, who just died just a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago. But Esther Hicks, you know, channels Abraham, and their whole thing is you send out rockets of desire whenever you find that your life is not up to snuff or you're not in a place you want to be. And she says these rockets of desire are really important for us to advance into a place that we want to be, where we are more connected and such. And so these rockets of desire are wonderful. They're really important and powerful. And then she goes into, or Abraham goes into, the whole deal of, you know, resonating the energy of your desire, of where you would be if you were in that desire. So you can then attract that desire or let it in. I mean, you're already attracting it by just having the rocket. But then you let it in, because if you're not in that vibration, you're not a match to it, and it's like you don't connect to that radio station or that frequency, and it doesn't come in. Okay, so that's kind of the basis. Now, it's interesting to think about desires. So it makes me think that there are desires that we can have without attachment. We can have detached desires. In Buddhism, they actually talk about full renunciation. And they say it literally, here's the Buddhism aspect of detachment. Regarding the concept of detachment, Buddhism text in Pali mention nekhama, a word generally translated as renunciation. This word also conveys more specifically the meaning of giving up the world and leading a holy life, freedom from lust, craving, and desires. And a lot of people talk about in Buddhism that it's the central philosophy is no desire. Well, that's at exact odds, it seems like, in a way, with Abraham. No desire, well, desire, how are we going to ever get anywhere? If we had no desire, how would we eat? So it seems like there are different types of desires. You know, we can have, and this is the deal, to have a desire to help or to eat or anything without being attached to it. Here's a section from Alice Bailey that's really cool. Detachment does not mean not being concerned. It means being concerned, but at the same time, able to function without the imposition of those concerns on your action. For example, someone who's full of concern, a very good doctor or nurse or humanitarian, such as a Mother Teresa, she concerns herself with the well-being of the people, mainly in Calcutta, but now around the world. Oh, this is old. And she's gone. If she were attached to her response to their poverty and suffering, she would be in tears all the time, sitting helplessly, watching them die. She would be no use to them at all. What she has is the concern, the heart response, to want to serve, and at the same time, the detachment to allow her to do it, to be able to see the suffering and not turn away from it, to experience it as one's own so intensely as to need to serve it, and at the same time, to be detached from one's emotional reaction. That's the difference between attachment, selfishness, and complacency, and the detachment of the server. You cannot properly serve unless you are detached. It makes me think of divine will. A lot of people say that if you are trying to change anything, you're in your ego. But there is this aspect of divine will where it's this pure frequency of change that has no ego attached to it. It is in alignment with nature and spirit, in total flow with what is meant to be in as we all change and transform and ascend or whatever we're doing frequency-wise. So there's this aspect of, you know, divine will is going and eating. Divine will is, it's interesting, also helping the world. There are some people, in fact, a lot of people, in fact, I'm probably guilty of it myself, of those who are helping the world and have some ego attachment in there. I'm doing good in the world. I'm a good person. On the other hand, there's a large percentage for a lot of these people, more or less than others, some almost complete, where it is true wanting to help based on this core response of compassion that all humans have built in. Someone gets hurt, we go to help. Our natural response is someone is hurting, we go to help. It's built into our being. everybody has it built in until they get too mentally entrained into their thoughts. So there is this divine will of actually having desires that are pure, whereas there are desires that then keep us stuck in our body, in our physical attachment, and then we get so unhappy because we don't have, you know, the best food, we don't have the best cars, we don't have the best, you know, mate, we don't have whatever we want. It's not, it's, of course, it's not wrong to really, you know, aspire, but the trick is to have no concern if we don't get it, no bummer, no emotional reaction. Let's go ahead and play a song here, and I want to go ahead and play, we'll just play a bit of the antidepressant. This song was really, it's interesting because, you know, if we think about the depression, we kind of get, people that are depressed, they get attached to the depression. But then you can even get attached to the person who is depressed. It's also, there's this other thing I was just reading about, those who are addicted to drugs. Let's see. By wrong identification of the self, which is pure being, we get fixed, as it were. Instead of being in the flow, we are stuck, trapped in the net on the physical plane. For example, where someone has perhaps total addiction to drugs, he or she cannot help herself. So you have to get the person to realize who is taking the drugs. When you find out who is taking the drugs, you can distance yourself from it, and the process of rebuilding the connection with the self takes place. So in this song, Antidepressant, I put in a cello, which is the essence of source and unconditional love, to bring us back to source, and also the different vibrations of alpha. Thank you. main type of misunderstanding that holds us prisoner in samsara. An example to illustrate attachment that is really good. In the south of India, people used to catch monkeys in a very special way. Actually, they let monkeys catch themselves. What they did is cut a small hole in a coconut large enough for a monkey to put his hand in. Next, you fix the coconut to a tree and fill it with a sweet. The monkey smells the sweet, squeezes its hand into the coconut, grabs a sweet, and finds that it doesn't fit through the hole. Now, the trick is that the last thing the monkey will think of is to let go of the sweet, and it holds itself prisoner. Nothing could be easier for a human being who comes and catches it. The Buddha compared desires to being in debt. If you owe money to the bank for your house, every month you have to pay. In the end, you will own the house. With sensual desire, however, you cannot pay off the debt. They arise again and again. Hunger, thirst, lust for sex, warmth, coolness, they all come back again and again. Trying to fulfill our desires is like carrying water to the sea, a never-ending task, and ultimately completely useless. This is a good quote. I've killed all of you before. I was chopped up by all of you in previous lives. We have killed each other as enemies. So why should we be attached to each other? One more. Desire can be compared to fire. If we grasp fire, what happens? Does it lead to happiness? If we say, oh, look at that beautiful fire. Look at the beautiful colors. I love red and orange. They're my favorite colors. And then grasp it. We would find a certain amount of suffering entering the body. Then if we were to contemplate the cause of that suffering, we would discover it was a result of having grasped that fire. On that information, we would hopefully then let the fire go and back off and just sit next to it. Once we let the fire go, then we know that it is anything, something not to be attached to. This does not mean we have to hate it or put it out. We can enjoy fire, can't we? It's not nice. It's nice having a fire. It keeps the room warm, but we do not have to burn ourselves in it. That's a good. I like that one. There's some really good information when you look for in on the web in various places. There's some other aspects. Detachment or renunciation. Wanting to be free from all problems of cyclic existence. Not wanting objects that cause more misery. It is not that someone suddenly gets excited, abandons all of his belongings, and escapes to a cave in the mountains, simply hoping to escape his present problems. These people usually return in a week or two, weak and discouraged. So it's really about getting off, they say, cyclic existence, getting off the roller coaster. So you can think of it from a frequency perspective as something that a place that is still, basically a frequency that is consistent, that does not change, can breathe a little bit, you know, but a frequency that is really not going up and down with full intensity. Although there are aspects of nature that go up and down. Pretty much intensity. So, but still, there's a place of all, it's a place, I see detachment from this point. It's a place where you are still at peace, watching it all go by. There we go. That one resonates really well. And the cool thing about sound is it brings you to this place really well. You have a crystal bowl that fades out over a long period of time. Some crystal bowls take 5 or 6, 10 minutes to fade out completely. and then it leaves you in this place of complete silence and peace and stillness, where the frequency is still consistently humming in the room, even though the bowl has stopped vibrating. The frequency still remains in the room, and it leads you into that place of complete stillness and presence. That is the essence of detachment. You could be in one wild, emotional hurricane of a situation, and if you are still in your own presence, then you are not attached. That stillness can be a frequency humming, or it could be a frequency of everything, of all frequencies in the universe. You are all. Although most of us don't have the capacity to go to a place of oneness with the universe at will, all at any time. I know I sure don't. And whenever I poll people in the classes, most people don't. There's less than a quarter, normally less than a tenth, that actually are able to go to a place of oneness in the universe at will. There's a lot of people that have been there, and even that's only about a quarter. Occasionally I get a class that, or a whole event where half the people say they've been at a place of oneness, but often it's less than a quarter. But those that can go there at will, it's not a big group. Wouldn't it be cool when we can all go there at will? Well, presence is the portal to it, when you're completely still. But you can't just be still. If you know, here, check this out. Okay, be still. That's not peaceful, right? That's not a place of stillness, actually. We say, okay, silence. Silence is not necessarily stillness at all. And what it has to do with is, how did the frequencies before lead into that stillness? And here's the whole key, going to a home note. Okay, so check it out. Okay, now be still. Or, what a beautiful, serene, wonderful, loving silence. See, if we lead down to the home note and end on that home note, especially when you lead down slowly, it leads us to this place of stillness. That place of stillness allows us to perceive things as they are, with detachment. That seems the essence of detachment. Because you can't just say, what's your problem? Detach, let go. Often when people say, God, you just need to let go. Yeah, like I've got that down. You know, like, okay, you just let go. Well, how do you let go? You know, some people have that down. You can say, just let go of it. You know, just let it go, you know, and people think, how the hell do you let it go? I'm like in the fire. I'm in the fire. I'm like upset. How do I let it go? Well, you've got to use a entrainment of frequency to guide you or lead you back to that home note. Crystal bowls are great. Almost all of my music, I'm really careful about ending on a home note. Tuning forks are really great because they fade out pretty quickly, but they're still doing a fade. course. Nature often does it as well. Nature is really great at leading us to that place of presence. So these are the essence of getting to a place of detachment. The core aspect is you know you're detached when you're not on an emotional roller coaster. And to find that place, we've got, you know, we all have our techniques besides sound as well, whether you go to yoga or meditation or whatever you do to center yourself. But sound is fun. Sound is probably the most fun. I want to play another song here, which is about being present. And this is a song that goes 1 minute at a time through each of the chakras. One of the best places to be in, to be detached, is to be present and perceive the world from 7 chakras simultaneously. When you're perceiving the world from multiple dimensions at once, there's no time to judge. Your mind is so gone because, you know, when you go into multi-dimensional mind, it's not like you got time to think about something and judge it. So that's another good portal to get out of attachment, is go to multi-track mind. So let's listen to Chakra Star, which is a journey through each of the chakras, 1 minute each. We'll hear a little pink shot as well. all be able to detach more and more and still be present in loving presence with each other, completely present with each other, still in compassion, but not in or out of peace, I should say. And we always return to this peace, detached peace and stillness with love flowing through. Hold that frequency through the evening, through the weekend, through the week, through the months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Imagine detached in the most beautiful way at peace forever. Take care.